This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Listen, over the last weekend, I went to a family reunion, and unfortunately, that fell on that particular time of the month that all of the women know what I'm talking about. So I had an attitude. I wanted to eat everything, and I was in the South, which means I wanted to eat everything that was terrible for me. And overall, I just wasn't feeling it. I had a great time, just wasn't feeling like myself. Now it's easier to manage PMS with estrogen control. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the show code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BLESSED for 15% off today. This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I recently flew Delta, I want to say about a week ago now, and I was coming back home from being in Atlanta for a speaking engagement, and Delta just gave me such a wonderful experience. And it really was the icing on the cake of just such an amazing weekend that I had. Some of the things that I loved particularly about my Delta airline experience was, first, the amazing customer service. Everyone there was so kind, so welcoming, so present, so attentive. And a small thing but was big to me was just something simple as having headphones so that I can enjoy more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. I mean, my flight wasn't that long, but I got to catch up on a movie, some shows, just things I don't have time to do usually at home. I was able to enjoy that in the air. Delta also offers fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi, and it's available for SkyMiles members. Being able to access the Wi-Fi, I was able to order some groceries and just get a head start on my week. It was a great end to my experience and ushered me right back in to being home. So even if you're not home yet, Delta Airlines helps you feel a little bit like it. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com. Hey guys, I want to introduce you to the Love-ish Podcast. The Love-ish Podcast is hosted by therapist Sita Hood each Tuesday, and she breaks down cookie cutter molds on mental wellness, faith, relationships, and love. So whether you're a boss babe building your empire or a high achieving woman, this show will give you practical strategies for daily living. I personally love Sita and her perspective on this show because she is a licensed therapist, but she's not coming to you as your therapist. She's coming to you as your friend who has the therapy background, if that makes sense. So that means what she has to say is valuable and is truly transformational for your life, but she can meet you right where you are as your homegirl in your head. Sita is one of our current Find Your Voice Academy students, which is the program that Anchor Media offers for new and aspiring podcasters. And I'm so proud of her and this show that she has put together. So I'm going to play for you guys the trailer. The show is available right now. So make sure that you subscribe, you rate the show, and you listen everywhere the podcasts are available. So without further ado, here is the Love-ish Podcast.
Hey sis, my name is Sita Hood and I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I want to invite you to join me over on the Love-ish Podcast, a practical weekly podcast for boss babes, high achieving career women, and recovering strong friends. In this trailer episode, I wanted to give you a sneak peek of our upcoming episodes so you know exactly what to expect when you decide to join me every Tuesday. Girl, we are going to be kicking it off with a clip from episode 1 where I'm talking to you about why I decided to start this podcast. Then we'll move to episode 2 where I'm covering 3 ways to be more authentic in your relationships. After this, girl, you are going to want to hear episode 3, which is sure to generate some hot tea, honey, because we are diving headfirst into mental wellness and Jesus. And sis, because you work so hard, you already know I had to kick it off with an episode all about investing in yourself. And our final episode clip that we're going to be going through on this trailer is going to be about establishing sisterhood, which is a clip from episode 5.
As of right now, it's expected that you still show up on your A game, even when you had a rough morning. But it shouldn't be like that. There should be a space to process what you're feeling and then give you the opportunity to show up bringing your A game. Most of the time, we try to suppress our emotions and suppress how we're feeling for the sake of bringing the A game. But you can't be on your game if you got all these emotions swirling around inside of you. Now, let's add to that and say that you also got into an argument with your spouse or your roommate or your mama this morning. Like, that's going to put a lot of weight on you, sis. And that's heavy. If you listen to the first episode, I talked about my story with suppressing my emotions and just being this ball of emotions that I didn't really know what to do with or how to communicate properly. And so many women are walking around like that. And in particular, so many women of color walking around like that because we're told Black families do this, or Latina families do this, or Asian families do this, or Indian families do this. Like, there are cultural expectations. But I want you to know that those cultural expectations do not supersede the word of God. Here's what I mean. You are not being honest. You're not being yourself. You have this spirit of conformity because that is what, you know, we're called to do. Many times when you join a religion, then it calls for conformity. And Christ definitely calls for conformity in certain things. So there are certain set expectations of you. For example, that you serve and love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and spirit. So that is a version of conformity, but it does not or is not meant to take away your unique identity. So Jonah, the quick version of his story is that he was chilling, right? Living his life and minding his business when God hit him up and was like, yo, I need you to go talk to these people. They're doing all types of evil and wicked stuff. And I just need you to minister to them. And Jonah was like, fam, they ghetto over there though. I don't feel like stepping over there. So he went all the way out his way to avoid doing what God told him to do. He took a boat in the opposite direction, and he got eaten by big fish. Naturally, like we tend to do when stuff happens to us in life, he got mad at God. And that's when his suicidal thoughts came in. And I quote directly from the word in Jonah 4:3. He said, "Now, O Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." Now, sis, you can read more about that, like the full story and all the details in the book of Jonah. Basically, what I want you to see is that this wasn't a walk in the park for him. Like, it's not just a sentence to be taken lightly. He said that he wanted to die. Do you know how frustrated you got to be to say something like that? You know, and this is not to shame anybody that has ever had suicidal thoughts before, because if you've listened to the previous episodes, then you know that I am a therapist that struggles with major depressive disorder. So I have had suicidal thoughts, and it's not something that is what people say for attention. If a person is cueing you into the fact that they're struggling with suicidal thoughts, that means that they really have got to be feeling pretty bad. And most people, it takes an immense amount of courage to be real about the fact that you are struggling with suicidal thoughts. That's just not something that's just like, oh yeah, coffee time conversation. Like, no, it is a big thing to say, yeah, I'm thinking about this. And when people say it, they're looking for support. They're looking for somebody to be able to validate their feelings. So what do you want in your environment to help cultivate peace? The next part of investing in yourself at home is to plan relaxation into your schedule. Now, girl, I know you busy, honey. We all busy. I'm busy too, okay? And realistically, that does not excuse you from the fact that you need to plan relaxation into your schedule. What I mean by that is naps, getting a good reset. There's nothing wrong with resetting your brain throughout the day. We turn our phones off, or maybe we don't anymore, but you turn off the TV, you turn something off, you take the batteries out, etc. You do those things to kind of reset whatever machine you're trying to get to work again. So a nap kind of helps you to reset. Says do not underestimate the power of a good power nap, okay? It will help you to function throughout the rest of your day. Normalize adult napping.
And I want you to consider the feedback that you've gotten from other people in the past. Now, let's be clear. Everybody not a hater. Let me say it again for the folks in the back. Everybody's not a hater. Based on this feedback, what do they say? You're super organized. You're too uptight. You're not organized enough. Your stuff is never in order. What is the feedback? And if you are truly being honest, does that actually sound like you? If it does, take inventory of first and foremost what you want to change about yourself before you go and try to establish all of these new friendships when you got all of this baggage. So just like we got to check our bags at the door when it comes to romantic relationships, it's not really fair for us to dump all of this stuff on a new friendship either. So we got to check our bags at the door there too. I'm only telling you this because I love you, girl. That's it. All right. I hope you enjoyed those snippets of the upcoming episodes. Again, I can't wait to talk to you over on the Lovish podcast. New episodes released every Tuesday. See you later.